Welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. We're right here at training camp on the practice field with practice going on behind us. Pretty sneaky, but we're going to be quick and get your questions answered. So let's get to work. The first one comes from Zach. With the return from injury, the addition of Laquon Treadwell, and the rise of Stephon Diggs, what are the realistic expectations for Charles Johnson? Well, I think with Charles and the ability that he has, the sky is the limit. He could be an integral part of this offense, and he's had a great camp so far. I have high expectations for Charles. The second question comes from Mark. I haven't heard anything about Mackenzie Alexander. How is his first training camp going so far? Well, Mackenzie is a really competitive, feisty player, just what Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer likes. Now, the Vikings are stacked at cornerback with the top four from last year returning, plus Marcus Sherrill's in the mix as well. So it's a tough road to hoe for Mackenzie Alexander, but he's off to a good start at camp, and I think he fits into a Mike Zimmer defense. The next question comes from Tom. How is tight end Mykole Pruitt looking so far? Well, Mykole has gotten a lot better in all areas of his game, but especially in his blocking, according to Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, who had a lot of good things to say about Pruitt earlier in the week. So he's another guy who's going to factor into the offense this year, but especially because of his blocking ability is improving all the time. Our next question comes from Kyle in Texas. Who do you think is poised to have their first big-time season? How about Jerick McKinnon? The speedy and shifty running back is going to be a bigger factor in the offense this year than he has before, it appears, here at Vikings training camp. Of course, you have Adrian Peterson at the top of the depth chart, but Jerick McKinnon is a good player in his own right, and I won't be surprised if the Vikings try to get him involved in the offense. Our next question comes from Larry in California. With how good Sullivan is and with how well Berger played last year at the center position, is there the option of having both of them on the field at the same time? Well, that could happen if Sully wins the starting center job and then Joe Berger beats out Brandon Fusco for right guard. That's the beauty of having a guy like Joe Berger on the team, is he has position flexibility. Now, Berger and Sully are both playing at center, alternating reps with the first team at that position, and Brandon Fusco looked very good back on the right side. So I don't know if we'll see Sully and Berger on the field at the same time, but I do know both of those guys have value to this team. And our final question comes from Josh. What improvements are needed for the Vikings defense to move up from the fifth defense in the NFL to the best defense in the NFL in 2016? Well, that's a better question for head coach Mike Zimmer to answer. I know at the beginning of training camp, he gave the team a long list of things upon which they can improve, and that includes some on defense. But here's one area, being a little bit better against the run. If the Vikings can be better against the run on defense, it's going to put opposing offenses in more second and longs and third and longs, and that's where a defense can turn it loose and start creating turnovers. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back for another edition next week. So make sure you keep sending your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.